From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for July 16th. It's Chloe, July 16th. 10 stories, evidence-led, no fluff, small inputs compound. Let's get into it. First, from what to cook when you don't feel like cooking. So into that, 7 quick things. Hi guys, how we doing? Anyone have cyclosporiasis-induced explosive diarrhea? I've got some recipes to help keep you out of that territory below. My parents are both in town for the week, and Tavish's first birthday is tomorrow. I'm trying not to cry just typing that. The good news is, having 3 older boys, I now know that it's true what they say. It does indeed just keep getting better and better. But man, I love babies. I think having a baby in the house is one of the most special things in the entire world. So I can't help but be a little sad that it's already his first birthday. Next, second from MedPage today, study offers. Reassurance to women considering epidural during labour. MedPage today. Epidural analgesia in labour was not linked to adverse neonatal neurological outcomes, a Scottish cohort study found. An analysis of nearly 500,000 deliveries found no association between epidural analgesia in labour and... Up next. Third, from this is what he ate. Farmers Market and PSA. If you've been thinking about making the switch to buying your lettuce at the farmers market, now is the time. Unlike the bagged lettuce making headlines, your farmers market lettuce isn't part of the outbreak. Plus, it tastes better, lasts longer, and supports the people growing your food. Eek. Jimmy Nardello peppers. I think we have this perception that peppers are either hot and spicy or just mild, like the mild ones in fajitas. These, however, are sweet. I love to cook them over an open flame with a little olive oil and flaky salt. And then, fourth, from Geet Hanks. How to find something valuable in the thrift store in under an hour. I'm going to keep it simple. The article says the biggest mistake is trying to scan the whole store. Instead, pick one section, like jackets or home decor, and focus there for the whole hour. The author's method is built on 10 years of trial and error, not a secret talent. It's all about spotting quality, feel the fabric, check seams, and use any tags or brand names as clues. They also suggest ignoring the noise of the store. Don't get distracted by the chaotic aisles or the cheap junk. Stick to your chosen area, move quickly, and you'll spot the hidden gems before they disappear. In short, narrow your hunt, trust your senses, and you'll walk out with something worth more than the price tag. Next, fifth, from Stat Farmer. State tea pulls. At key hearing, Kennedy's ouster of former CDC director looms over nominee to replace her. The fates of 2 top health officials, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Susan Monaretz, loomed over a Wednesday Senate hearing, though neither of them was in the room. Almost a year after Kennedy ousted Monaretz as director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention over Vaccine Policy, senators pressed the administration's new pick to run the CDC on whether she'd face a similar fate and how she'd deal with what many of them characterized as Kennedy's political interference in the agency. The nominee, Erica Schwartz, repeatedly demurred on the question, never quite saying whether she would. Steps up next. Sixth, from Stay Young. Meet Richard Morgan, 93 years old, but with the heart, lungs and muscles of a man in his 40s. He's a 4X world indoor rowing champion who only started training at 73. Meet Richard Morgan, 93 years old, but with the heart, lungs and muscles of a man in his 40s. He's a 4-hole world indoor rowing champion who only started training at 73. Here are 8 lessons from the fittest 93-year-old alive one. It's never too late to start. At 73, Morgan was sedentary. Then he tried rowing at his grandson's practice and was hooked. Now, world champion. 10X around the globe on the rowing machine. Your age isn't the barrier. Inactivity is. 2. And then, 7th, from Stay Young. Inflammation is your body's silent enemy, increasing the risk of cancer, arthritis, and chronic illnesses without warning. The good news, science shows three natural foods that can reduce inflammation on BB. The evidence comes from a handful of small, randomized trials and a recent meta-analysis that pooled about a dozen studies. Together, they suggest ginger, lemon juice, and turmeric can lower blood markers of inflammation anywhere from 20% to roughly half, though the effects aren't huge and the studies were short-term. Ginger, about a teaspoon of fresh grated root or 1g powdered, was shown to ease nausea and joint pain and modestly drop C-reactive protein after a two-week course. Lemon's vitamin C and flavonoids appear to cut nitric oxide production, which is another pathway linked to chronic inflammation. Turmeric, thanks to its curcumin, has the most consistent data. Studies using 500 mg of standardized extract twice daily report reductions in cytokines and COX2 activity. If you want a quick, low-risk boost, try a simple tea. Steep 1g grated ginger, the juice of half a lemon, and a pinch of ground turmeric in hot water for 3 minutes. Drink it daily and see how you feel, keeping in mind the benefits are modest and best when paired with an overall healthy lifestyle. Next, 8th, from Stay Young. Grey hair isn't aging. In 4 people go grey before 30, it's your cells screaming for help. Grey hair isn't aging. 1 in 4 people go grey before 30. It's your cells screaming for help. Here's everything you need to know about grey hair and how to fix it naturally. Grey hair is a signal of oxidative stress and cellular malfunction. Your hair turns grey when melanocytes, cells that produce pigment, stop working properly. And this happens much earlier than most people think. Because number one, hydrogen peroxide. Your body produces low levels of hydrogen peroxide naturally. But when oxidative stress builds up, your hair follicles accumulate hydrogen peroxide. It's like bleaching your hair from the up next. 9th, from Stay Young. Japanese people consume tons of carbs and seed oils, yet have a 10x lower rate of obesity than Americans and live 8 years longer. Japanese people consume tons of carbs and seed oils, yet have a 10x lower rate of obesity than Americans and live 8 years longer. How? These top 8 healthy habits that everyone gets wrong. 1. Eating real carbs. Americans get fat eating processed carbs like chips and ice cream, but real carbs like the sweet potatoes, noodles, rice. That the Japanese eat aren't bad for you unless they keep you overweight. They're important for your energy and hormones. 2. And then. 10th, from Stay Young. Your skin changes after 35. If you're noticing sagging, dullness, or fine lines, it's not just age, it's nutrition. Your skin changes after 35. If you're noticing sagging, dullness, or fine lines, it's not just age, it's nutrition. Here's an anti-aging grocery list that helps your skin glow from the inside out. Now on, want to preserve collagen? Eat for your skin. Broccoli fights cell damage. Sweet potatoes help repair skin. Sesame seeds keep skin firm. Berries protect against aging. Food is your daily skincare. 2. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.